Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform that tackles issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Wednesday, July the 6th, 2022. And I'm Jonga Kandemirin.
And I'm Kip Stube in Maryland.
Tonight we are talking about gold coin that the country says will start issuing this month, with Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe claiming that there will be a store of value. The gold coin shall be called the Mosowa Twinya and weighs 1 troy ounce, which is around 31 grams, with 22 carats of gold and a serial number.
Central Bank Governor John Mangosha says the gold coins will have a prescribed asset status. The coin can be used as security for loans and credit facilities. At the instance of the holder, the bank will buy back the coin.
The gold coins will be available for sale to the public from July 25th, 2022, in both local currencies and United States dollars and other foreign currencies. And they will be at a price based on the prevailing international price of gold and the cost of production, and will be sold through the bank, which is the RBZ, and its subsidiaries, Fidelity Gold Refinery Private Limited and Orex Private Limited, and also local banks and selected international banking partners. Entities selling the coins shall be required to apply, and you have to know your customers and principals. They have to know all that, Gibbs.
Yeah, bohambe zulwanda balinjani lapel kona mhlabeni wonke jikelele namhlanje siphoqa ngodaba lwama gold coins lolo ungazani ke uhulumende sekhuluma ngakho ukuthi sokuzaba lama gold coins azisetshenziswa kule Zimbabwe, ukuthi nxa umuntu efisa ewathenge. Nxa ungathenga ke ama-gold coins lawa, ulakho ukuthi uwagcinise ebhanga olifisayo. Kodwa ke kuyakho kuyimpahla ye-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. So ngokutsho kwabo bathi ke i-gold coins lezi zizasebenza ukuthi nxa ukuthi ufuna isikweleti, ukuthi uthathe isikweleti ebhanga, ulakho ukuthi ukwenze khonokho. Ubese uthi hayi, phela ndinegolide lami eliyimali elikhona ngale Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. So ke kuyabe kungani kuthiwa ke isitolo sokuthi ulaso isitolo sakho sifake ngapi kona ngale bhanga le Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, kumbe ibhanga nje ofisa la ukuthi ufake kiyo. Kuthi kulabantu abakhona nayo bathi hey, lokhu sasezwa ngakho kudala ele Zimbabwe kabalithembi kangako abantu abaningi. Bathi ke kukhanya ngazani uhulumende ngani sefuna uwebe imali zabantu. So ke ngakho ke bathi lokho kwenzakala isiko. So ke bayakhala abantu abaningi. So ke kunjalo ke Kandemile, siyabona ukuthi uhulumende uyazama ukuthi abise imali yena le yeqhubeka kanibe.
Ndizvozvo hama adiwa nevateereri nevatariri vari kuona chirongwa chino pane nonguva. Nhasi muchirongwa uri musi wechitatu 6 Chikunguru 2022. Chirongwa chiri chediaspora forum, Live Talk Diaspora Forum, chatinotarisa zvinosangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika asi tisingakangani vari munyika. Nhasi tiri kukurukura nezveurongwa hwehurumende kuburikidza neReserve Bank of Zimbabwe kana bhanga guru renyika, hwekuti pange paine mari yendarama inenge iine goridhe. Tinonzwa kuti munenge muine goridhe rine uremu hwavanoti 1 troy ounce. 1 troy ounce iyo inonzi inoda kuenderana ne 31 grams dzegoridhe dzinenge dziri mumari iyoyo, makoini. Saka makoini iwayo unongona kutenga nemari inenge ichitengeswa nayo goridhe pamusika musi iwoyo. Wotenga makoini iwayo, wochengetesa kana uchida kubhanga rako, kana uchida kufidelity, kana uchida kureserve bank ikoko, kana kumwe kwaunogona kuchengetera. Vanenge vakuchengetera vanokupa certificate kana gwaro rekuratidza kuti takachengeta pfuma yako. Hanzi unokwanisa kurishandisa kutenga zvaunoda, hanzi asset yekuti unongoti pawafungira kuti ndakuda mari woenda unogadzirisa. Saka chaita kuti tinge tichikurukura nyaya iyi, the reason why we decided to discuss about this is because many Zimbabweans in the diaspora, they talk of investing home, and this is the opportunity. Ndo mukana uri kunzi vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vanoda kunge vachidyara mari dzavo nekuita zvimwe zvemabhinda kwanetisa mari, hanzi ndiwo mukana wamawana. Saka tati tikurukure tinzwa kuti munobvumirana nazvo here kuti maakukwanisa kunge muchitenga makoini iwayo, muchichengeta, muchiunganidza upfumi hwenyu, muchiunganidza mari. Pamune mazongofungira kuti ndakuda kuti mari yangu iye makoini aya achive mari, goridhe rei richive mari, mubva matengesa. Hanzi bhanga rinokutengerai, iro Reserve Bank rinotenga chero nguva yamunee mangoti maakuda kutengesa makoins enyu. ndomukana wekuti munge muchiisa gold kana goridhe muhomwe. This is the opportunity for you guys to put gold in your pockets, Gibbs.
Yes, our first guest is Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. He is an independent economic commentator based in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare. Good evening, Baba Ngwenya, and welcome to our show.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dube.
Thank you so much. So what we're going to do is that we'll have Mr. Ngwenya for the next 5 minutes, and then after that, we'll let him go. So he's a very busy man. So our first question is, tell us a bit about these proposed gold coins. What do you know about them?
Well, look, probably I just know as much as everybody. Because when it comes to monetary policy, usually the Reserve Bank just tells us what we want to know. What I really know is about coins, you know, Kruger Rand. No, this is not the first time that the word coin has ever been used. And, of course, the Bitcoin. But I get the impression from the Reserve Bank that the gold coin is being used to respond to the problem and the challenge and the deficiency of the reserve value of our Zimbabwe dollar. It has nothing to do with the reserve value of the US dollar, but it's responding to the challenge that you know, Zimbabweans have been always been expressing, that it doesn't matter how many bonds they have in their account. The bonds cannot, what it just cannot declare a reasonably sustainable reserve value. So they are trying to solve that problem by saying, okay, you are going to be able to buy the gold coin from us. And once you buy it from us, we'll give you a certificate. Hopefully, it's going to appreciate in value as the well, the commodity price of gold changes every day. So I that's what I know, Gibbs, about the bond, the gold coin that is being used as the substitute entity for reserve value, you know, to replace the RTGS and its long bond.
But is it workable? Is it something that people can say they can start investing in it the moment it hits the market?
No. Why? I'm saying so, Gibbs, because, you know, in economics, you only talk about saving when there is extra money. In other words, the biggest function, the factor of saving in a normal economy is the disposability of the income. Mm-hmm. So if I'm making 30,000 bonds per month or per week, and I only need 10, I'll put the other 20 in savings. So already the income levels of Zimbabwe are very, very low. They are skewed towards the lower side of the income for the bulk of the majority of citizens. So even if you offer them a saving scheme, they can't save money, Gibbs, because they don't have that money to save. So this is the scheme that is already exclusive. It's elitist. It's only meant for those individuals that can liquidate their RTGS and their bonds. So in terms of you know, value addition to the bulk of the population, it's a totally dysfunctional way of solving our liquidity problem.
Jonga, do you have a question for Ubaba Ngwe?
Ongu, magadiva ngwenya to gamchira mchirongwa.
Yeah, gakuzwa kuti ungakubeka kona bo nzakumchenti umbuzo wako tini. I'll raise the question, yes.
And yeah, and I put in Dinsgate ne Shona, Vachitanangura kuti vamwe vari kutya kupinda muurongwa ihwohwo vachiti tinogona kunyudzwa nokuti hurumende yaita zvirongwa zvemari zvakawanda, asi pakupedzisira vanhu havasi kuzowana michero. Mungataurira vanhu chii chamungavaudza vanhu panyaya iyi?
So his question in Shona is that there's a lot that Zimbabwe has done in terms of monies, you know, bearers tax and all those kind of things. And people are saying, no, you know what, Zimbabwe has done a lot in this respect. And maybe this time around, it won't work as well. So he says, can you say it in Shona? What is your take on that?
Isusu tinoziva kuti kana upfumi hwenyika hwakamira zvakanaka, nyaya dzemari dzinofambirana neyatingati confidence, kana kuti nevimbo. Munovimba nevanhu vachere vari kutaura nezvemari. Saka isusu tambudziko redu muZimbabwe nderekuti maReserve Bank governor akauya akazotera vana Simba nana Richard Wald vanga vachishandisa basa ravo vachishandisa nezvepolitics vachidzokutsigira ZANU-PF. Saka mari dzavo dzedzi dzavaingotipa maagro bills, maagro bond, baratichesi dzanga dzisina udzamu nokuti vanhu veZimbabwe havana vimbo nemari. Saka izvi zvavakutiunza zvichaunza unzi wekuti hazvina kufanana nerini zvamakaita mazuva aya, nokuti hapana musiyano. Vanhu vacho variku pasa musha ndo variku vada kubata kuwaka saka apa haisi nyaya iripo ndekuti hatina vimbo sevanhu veZimbabwe kune vanhu vari kugadzirisa upfumi hwacho hwemari nokuti kana vangotaura nezvemari taurozoziva kuti vanangana nesarudzo vari kutsvaka nzira dzokuti vaunganidze mari yekunodurura kudura rezanup f resarudzo ra2023 saka nyange chiri chinhu chakanaka asi vanhu vari kuchiita isusu vana veZimbabwe hatina vimbo nokuti nebasa ravari kuita vaturi
So mwanga sindebele singakubuza silo kuti ama gold coins wona kuyini kona lokho siyabona phela iZimbabwe ithi sebeza kwethula lokho
kanti mfowethu baba tubekathi sina asiqala ukuzwa ngoba coins nasibele sakuvela sikhula sisebenzisa ama coins sitshele ukuthi ama coins esiwaphetheyo lana amelele igold elisebenzise ngoba yiwa asekela ubuzima bemali yikho lokho kwenziwa kathesi sokusenziwa ngabantu ababhele belenkinga abazama ukuthi basitshele ukuthi imali esiyizuzayo thina ama-bonds lana kayilamsebenzi isebenza kuphela nxa ingafakwa isipaleni esipaleni esiqhalwa ngama-gold coins ye siyazi ukuthi vele ama-coins ayevele khona kula ma-Kruger Rand ayevele khona e-South Africa asetshenziswa ilizwe lonke jikelele kula ma-bitcoin asesetshenziswa kathesi kodwa thina sithi khona loba kuthiwa khona nxa imali yakhona oyisebenzisayo ukuthenga i-gold coin yindlela eyokufaka imali yakho isiphaleni kanti imali yakhona vele silayo yini ngoba uzulu abantu abaningi mfowethu gabalayo imali ngoba kwi-economics nxa umuntu esiyafaka imali esiphaleni kutshuthi uvele usevele esesele le mali eningi enye vele seyisebenzisile uyakwanisa ayigcina imali esiphaleni kodwa nxa uvele uzuzele i-60,000 bond lokuphila kwawo ukwanisa ukuphila uzuze imali iyokuthenga i-gold coin so ukuthina sokuthenga ama-coins ethengwa abantu abavele vele zimali zabo abantu abavele befuna begcina ama-US dollars yikho ngibona ukuthi vele into yakhona nje ingabe isebenza kwezinye kwamanye amazwe kodwa ngapha asilathemba labantu abasinika lo umuthi lo intolwane le
Yeah, what's your last word? Gwenya. Neski wasibi.
Yes, my humble submission, Mr. Dube, is that what we need is to first of all have a fundamentally sustainable monetary policy in place, something that citizens have confidence in. And as far as I'm concerned, that means the overall of the monetary policy, the confidence that Zimbabweans have in their money depends on confidence and integrity and credibility. Professor Mthuli Ncube, Mr. John Mangunjika, and the rest of the team that is involved in the banking system, MPC, Zimbabweans have no confidence in you. So until that changes, we are going to struggle with coming up with solutions to issues that we have no capacity. We don't believe that the current governance structure of the Reserve Bank, of the banking system, central banking system, entices confidence in any currency. So I would suggest that now let's look for structural changes in the governance of our monetary system rather than these elements of exchange value like the gold coin.
So people must forget about the gold coins.
I'm not saying you must forget about gold coins. I'm saying that people should also ask for an additional package that comes with structural adjustment of the structure of the Reserve Bank. Mm-hmm. If you have got money, you can go and buy your gold coins. It's your risk. It is a big risk dealing with John Mangujan, when it comes to money, it's proven to be a risk. So we don't know even if you buy gold coins with, 200,000, US dollars, whether they are safe in that bank. So other than the gold coin itself, we are asking for a structural adjustment in the banking structure itself of the Reserve Bank so that we have confidence that those who are instituting this new monetary policy are capable of sustaining the confidence of the citizens of Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Maybe Chonga has got a question for you.
A question to him before you
take the question from Chonga.
Yeah, hold on. Yes.
Yes. There's one guy who sent me a question. He says, why can't the Zimbabwe government sell the gold reserves it has and inject that money into the market instead of coming up with these projects like the coins and all these other projects that is?
So the question, Mr. Ngwenya, is why is the government not selling the reserve gold that it has at the moment instead of coming out with these gold coins? He says it's easier to do that than to start, this smelting business.
Well, of of course, I mean, you remember that the gold, you know, system is managed by precious minerals, X and so on and so forth. And we know that the government of Zimbabwe uses the gold for bargaining for other deals they do behind closed doors. So, you know, it's easier for them to use the gold in the reserve bank, you know, both to bargain for other monetary and fiscal issues. So, because as they would then argue that you can't have the gold, you know, floating around what's already falling under a certain load. So the easiest thing is to entice the confidence of the citizens by saying we've minted a new, a currency for you, which is in gold coins. But it is not a good idea for a government to start getting gold floating around and citizens have access to it, because it's going to encourage a lot of criminal activity. As we know that our gold system is highly informal in terms of this extractive, you know, nature. So it is they rather keep the gold in the reserve bank vault so that we can be able to use it for national transactions. Then they can create other things that are to do with themselves. But that is my humble suggestion, Mr. Du.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. He's an economic commentator based in Harare, that is Zimbabwe's capital city. Siyabonga kakhulu ngathini lokusasa babangwe.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Bye bye. So there you are, Tonga. I think he gave us a good outlook of what you know, this gold coin is all about, and you know, maybe we can proceed from there.
Yes, Mr. Ngwenya said people who are going to buy these coins are going to do that at their own risk, and I think Dr. Mafaza needs to respond to that.
Welcome to the program, Dr. Mafaza.
Thank you, Gibbs, and welcome, Jonga.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mafaza.
So, yes, tell us a bit about what you know about these gold coins, Mr. Mafaza. You heard Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya saying, you know what, you can buy those at your own risk. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you. Firstly, let me just give you a small explanation here. The gold coins in Zimbabwe will start being from the 25th of July. That's about 20 days from now. So they are not yet in circulation. And again, in terms of economic uncertainty and instability, many investors would look for a low risk in investment. So they put their investments in gold. So the country is now putting gold as a risk management of purpose. But I want you to understand one more point, that this is the policy which has come up from through the governor of the Reserve Bank. Reserve Bank is a semi-independent institution, and then it is working on an advice from an independent monetary policy. So it's not entirely a government policy, but it is a policy which the government has accepted. And again, you must understand one thing, that from the inception of the new dispensation, we have been working towards upper middle class income. Those in mining sector, those in other businesses, this is their chance to invest and to be rich by the time, by 2030. So to have a proper investments. People have been crying about investing in our bond because they have lost confidence in our funds. But we are saying this is the money which is in gold, which is accepted all over, and again accepted in the whole world. We would further understand that owning gold is an ultimate insurance in the times of turbulence. And this is what we have. And furthermore, we need to understand that people are talking about whether people have confidence in these gold coins. The confidence is measured by how you value it yourself. If we as Zimbabweans value our gold coins, then we will have confidence in our coins. You can only have confidence based on how you value the situation or how you value the products which people must have confidence in. And furthermore, we want to say that we are now in an age where gold is gold. And the word gold means means a lot. And the more people are now know the oldest answer, the oldest wealth from 00 BC and started in gold. Up to today, gold has never lost its value. It might lose the price, it might go down today, tomorrow, but gold remains gold. So the UK and the wider global economy are at risk from trillions of added money. So what do? They buy gold, and their banks are sponsored in gold. So in other words, Zimbabwe is not in this time offering things they don't have. They are offering gold, because we do have gold mines everywhere in Zimbabwe. Any area you think of, you find gold. You go to Shurugwe, there's gold. Kwekwe, Gweru, Marsh East, Marsh West, Marsh Central, Manicaland. Every Zimbabwean land, there is gold underneath. And we are saying we are now using what we can produce. Last week, somebody asked me a question. What are we producing for us to determine our economy? We are saying we are producing gold and we are selling gold. Now, coming to the question you have asked me earlier on, is this a chance for us in diaspora to become rich? Yes, it is. This is a chance where you are buying gold. If the value of gold goes down, it does not go down forever. You still keep gold there, it will come back one day. It's not like the value of money when you say our bond has gone down to 1.7 or 1.200 and then we have lost. With gold, you never go wrong. So in other words, this is a measure which is being used, because gold can be used effectively to ensure you against the economic factors such as inflation, deflation, interest rates, stock markets, jitteries, any rumors which causes people to panic or lose confidence. So gold is the answer to all this. So in other words, this is the brilliant idea brought by the Reserve Bank through the governor and accepted by the government. And we hope that our people, Zimbabweans, we accept it and we take this chance. I'll give you one thing before you ask me to sit down. When we started the land redistribution, many people were afraid to take the farms. They stayed at home. But now we have got a demand of land back home. Everybody wants land. But when we're told to go and grab the land and then it will be rectified while we are there, people were afraid. So we are saying we learned from that mistake and we lost. Now, don't lose. Buy your gold coins, keep them wherever they are kept. You are richer in gold and you cannot be tempered or shaken by inflation, deflation, whatever it is called. It is often said that there is never a bad time to own gold. So this is the right time to own gold. And again, the collapse of paper money, like here in the UK, paper money is going to be thrown out in 82 days, and we are going to have plastic money. And very soon it might be thrown away, and we'll have something else. We can have air money where you can simply...
But here, Dr. Mavaza, yeah. There is Tabani Mkuni, who says, it's difficult for the citizenry to value these coins because we seem to be dealing with an insincere crew at the central bank. On bond notes, they extremely let us down, despite all the noises they made when they were introducing those bond notes. People don't trust ZANU-PF. People don't trust the government on some of these things. What guarantee is there that if Dr. Mavaza has bought a gold coin worth 1,800, he will end up getting that at the end of the day? Or you'll be told, we're changing those gold coins to silver coins.
The point you must understand here, Gibbs, is that the gold coin, it's a coin made of gold. It is gold. And the bank keeps it for you. You pay for it. It's yours. It's like where you can you bank your money. So in other words, whether you want to have confidence in gold or not, gold will remain gold. So in other words, it is entirely up to us where we put the value for money. So our value for money is going to be put in the gold. And therefore, we are not going to have the same problems as we had with things like a bond. Yes, a bond was just a value promissory note. But now with gold, you are given gold. You buy gold, you get gold. And that gold remains gold. And you can resell it should you get any loss.
Yes. There's another guy who sent a question, Dr. Mavaza. He says, with the government at one time saying the RTGS is equal to US dollar 1:1, there is nothing that can stop them from telling us that chrome is gold in these coins. What's your take on that?
The take is, yes, where there was a problem between a bond and a US dollar, people lost confidence in the bond because bond could be deflated in any way. But the gold remains gold. The value of gold is not only measured in Zimbabwe. It's measured worldwide. There's a world.
Yeah, the question here is, people are still afraid that at the end of the day, they will be duped into believing that it's gold, yet it's some other mineral that has been used to coat the coin. And was this saying, if we were once made to believe that our one RTGS is equal to one US dollar, what will stop the government from also duping us into believing that that coin is gold, yet there's nothing? That's what they are saying. They need the confidence you were talking about.
The truth is that the gold coin is it contains a troy ounce of gold and will be sold by the Fidelity Gold Refinery to our local banks, and it remains gold. So it's entirely up to individual. This question is like asking me what makes me believe that there is milk in milk. Milk is milk. So I cannot ask you to believe that there's milk in milk. Milk remains milk. So there is gold in gold because it is gold. So people who have got mistrust of their government, they have to change. Because now we've got a trustworthy government. They are saying, we are going to put our investments in gold. We are going to be backed by gold. What you do, you buy your gold. If the US dollar goes down today, your gold remains gold. And as I have said, the gold prices are not pegged by Zimbabwe. They are pegged by the world. You see, so it's not controlled by a government. You cannot say this government has shortchanged me. It will be the international market price of gold, and that is what we'll be using.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think the thing is that they don't trust the government. Talk about us. They don't trust the government. These are sentiments that we're getting right here.
That's
where people like Brown Shoko, Love Mondazi, and others are saying, look, Dr. Mavaza, this is not workable.
Can you
convince them?
Yes. Firstly, let me be blunt a bit. It's few people who don't trust the government. The majority of Zimbabweans trust their government. So let's start from that level. The second level...
Is that based on a survey or something?
It's based on the elections. So we have won, the government has won, we have been winning from 1980. So we have got so much trust. People have got so much trust in us. So that's the point for another day. But for now, if you want to have business, it's like Gibbs, look at this. Mm. If you've got money, a coin now, $1 note, that paper is not money. That paper is a promise that there is money in the Reserve Bank of America, whatever they call it. That note is not money in itself. So if you can trust the bank in America, why don't you trust the bank in your own country? We have gold, and we are told this gold coin is gold. And you can...
But you have lived in the United Kingdom for years, Dr. Mapaz. I don't think you have one day woken up to find your bank account swept. Your bankings are converted to some local currency, and then also you are never told that today £1 is equal to one Zimbabwe dollar or RTGS or something like that. You have confidence in the pound. We have confidence in the US dollar here, so there's nothing to worry about. But for a government that has changed colors for almost 20 years in terms of currency. We have had bearers checks. We have had, I'm forgetting all the other names. At one time, we had the $1 trillion note and all that. So people, that is still fresh in people's minds. And also, mind you, there's no banking system that is happening in Zimbabwe. You bank your money today, $100. Tomorrow you withdraw it, it will be $80 that you get. The $20 will go to bank charges instead of you accruing interest. So people are now nervous. They need someone to explain to them, no, be confident. This time around, there's that assurance that is coming from the gold coins. That's what people need, Dr. Mavas.
Let me explain this to you in no uncertain terms. Firstly, every currency in every country, its value fluctuates. You put a dollar today, a US dollar, as 1:22 today, or 1:1.2 with rand. Tomorrow it's 1:0.8. You find tomorrow the pound is 1:1 with euro. Today it's one pound is to 8p, or 8p is to 1 euro. So every currency by nature fluctuates. So it's not only
Zimbabwe. But what are the rates the Zimbabwean currency fluctuates? Okay, go ahead.
The rate of fluctuation depends with the confidence people have. The confidence people don't have in our currents is caused by detractors, like people who believe that Zimbabwe is meant for failure, but it's not set for failure. We are saying you don't trust the Zim bond. Now, we've come up with a crisis buster. We are busting the crisis. We are bringing the U.S., we are bringing the gold. The gold coins made of gold. So if you don't trust in gold, what else? How do you trust that your father sold? Do you want DNA? You can have DNA with gold. The gold is there, it's yours. So you trust gold as you trust that your father sold. Because of
you know what, Dr. Mavaza, people would trust the alluvial gold that they go out and pine on the field than the purified gold that is coming from Fidelity printers. They no longer have confidence.
No, but I can assure you that the physical ownership of gold, gold bullion bars and coins, gives investors the ultimate control over their wealth. So the moment they've got the physical control of the gold coins, they've got the ultimate control of their wealth instead of trusting third parties and handing your money over the fund manager. They have got their own gold in their hands or kept somewhere for them or even living in the bank. Holding your gold at home or in secure storage gives you the control. You know you've got your gold. The only reason why the banks would want to keep it for you is because you won't have an armed robber coming ransacking your house to get your gold. So it's safe in the bank. So we are saying Zimbabweans are safer with gold coins than with anything else.
Regarding Mboveringa, Shrugunyo Rwanewa Tereri, Mchimbo, Turama Femo, Dr. Mavaza, Tinam Koma Brown Shoko, Anza andisikunzwisisa ini anotengeswa makoini acho akafanana negold here hongu anotengeswa nemutengo unenge uchitengeswa gold pamusika musi iwoyo ndopa vanokutengeserai kana vachitaura ivo kuti 1 3 ounce inoita mari yakati ndo mutengo wanenge vachikupa iwoyo pana mukoma love more ndati anze coin iyo icha haibatsire mhuri yeZimbabwe inobatsira vane mari kare. Mukoma love more, nadziva dzokorora zvikanzi vanagogo kumusha vanokwanisa here kutenga macoins ayo. Farai Nyamushwe, hanzi vamavhaza musati nyepera, hatina chivimbo negovernment. Vari kutaura kuti hatina chivimbo nehurumende, ivo havana chivimbo nehurumende. Then tina Valuku Masuka, hanzi vamavhaza vanongotaura zvekutsigira bato ravo chero zvakashata. Then mukoma Dryden Gua, wise man, hanzi kana vasina kuchinja leadership yana Mutuli hatigone kutrusta vanhu avo. Ndozviri kubva muvateereri. Asi pane mumwe munhu akandibvunza zvakare Gibbs when we had this discussion pane chimwe chirongwa chedu. He wanted to know the difference between Bitcoin and this gold coin that the government is selling. Maybe Dr. Mavaza can help there.
Or the same side of it, the same coin, right?
No, they are different side of it. A Bitcoin is not a gold coin. Gold coin is a coin made out of gold, measured, valued at a gold level. So in other words, what we are saying is, if you've got a gold coin and a person of the Bitcoin, that those two are different. Bitcoins, while it's becoming are very common in so many jurisdictions. It is not something where the whole country could use as a currency. But using the gold coins, it is a form of investment. It is a source of investment. It is the most confident giving aspect of investment. So as we have said, if you have, and I think the control of gold can be achieved through owning physical gold bars in the coins in your hands. So we are given the chance of physically owning this gold. So in other words, there is no tricks here. There is no chicanery here. This is the reality. And as I have said, the government did not sit down and come up with the gold coins plan. It was the Reserve Bank, and I've said the Reserve Bank is semi-independent, and it gets an independent monetary advice, and which means they come up with this advice. And we accept the advice of the experts because it is
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. There's our other guest who just joined, Ms. Chennai Mutambasere, an economist who is also based in the United Kingdom. I saw her shaking her head when Dr. Mavaza was explaining. Welcome to our show, Ms. Mutambasere.
Thank you. Yes, I was shaking my head. You're right. Thank you for having me.
Yes, the topic here is about gold coins and the opportunities Zimbabweans in the diaspora can make from investing in these gold coins. What can you tell Zimbabweans who are listening now?
Okay, so this thing of gold coins, it's not all roses as is being described by the previous speaker. You know, there are a lot of anomalies, you know. Firstly, we need to understand the legalities around conversion of gold into coins as a legal tender and understanding how that aligns with the Gold Trade Act according to our constitution, because I think they still require some clarity there. Beyond that, Zimbabwe, as we know, generally, we are a country that is lacking in fiscal discipline in terms of all our state institutions, whether we're talking about the Reserve Bank, whether we're talking about the Ministry of Finance or other state-owned enterprises. We have a lack of transparency when it comes to monetary decisions, printing of money in terms of the money supply. We have never really improved from that. So introducing and converting our precious yellow mineral into something that is easily interchangeable through the central bank, to me, is deeply concerning. When you look at gold coins, there is two aspects to the gold coin. One is that a gold coin is different to the gold bars. I heard Mr. Mavaza talk about gold bars. The difference is that when you look at the international spot price of gold, international market, you need to understand how you value your valuation of a gold coin. Gold coins usually are for a very niche market. People that are interested in collectibles, you know, so you've got some British gold coins, not something that is used as legal tender and for daily transactions. So we need to know, if we now want to enter that niche market, then there must be a cap on the gold coins that are going to be printed. We don't even know how many are going to be printed. We also don't know the cost because they come at a premium. Gold coins are also very difficult to refine and mint them, you know. So that's going to cost us some money as well. And all this because the government is refusing to move to a single currency. We are still being called upon to subsidize ill-thought-out monetary policy in terms of the multi-currency situation, the introduction of the weaker currency, which is the Zimbabwe dollar. And actually having the other thing that I have put forward is when you have a situation where something that is sold as a bar and you know the price, when you now disintegrate it into a lower value, you reduce inadvertently the price of the bar in Zimbabwe. So it's going to be interesting how that is going to happen in terms of our miners, our artisanal miners. How is the existence of these lower weighted gold coins going to impact on the overall price of gold bars in Zimbabwe? We are again separating the Zimbabwe economy from usual and normal economic transactions. We are creating a microeconomy that already, at the moment, I don't know how many legal tenders we have. We have the RRTGS, the Echo Cash, the you know, the bond or whatever it is. We have the United States dollar. And now we are also saying we want to have these gold coins. There is no such economy. We are going to start creating different arbitrage cycles in terms of these gold coins. But also, the other difficulty is the authenticity of these coins. Are we introducing a new angle in terms of fraud into the economy? How are we going to be able to correctly define the authenticity of these gold coins, especially when we don't know precisely how many there are going to be at any one point flowing through our economy? And also the portability of the gold coins is an issue. We have already seen how porous our borders have been in terms of the yellow mineral. We have seen a lot of cases, the case of Henrietta Rushwaya and others, who have taken, we know gold is being expropriated through the borders. So when you now reduce the weight of it and convert it into these gold coins, it's going to increase this portability before we have managed to secure our borders to ensure that our gold is not being expropriated illegally.
So here you are saying you don't trust the government.
I don't trust. It's a completely bad idea. It is yet another route that the government is going to use to expropriate value out of the Zimbabwean economy instead of actually creating value and creating wealth for the people of Zimbabwe.
Okay, hold on there, Mtambasele, before we go to Dr. Mavaza. Let's take one guy. We're coming back to you, Dr. Mavaza. We've got Mr. Busani Mbusontini. He's based here in USA. Welcome to the program, Ms. Antin.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. How are you and of yours?
No, we're very fine. So tell us, what do you think about these gold coins, briefly?
Zimbabwe is not the first country to use the gold coins. We've seen them being used worldwide. And normally, people use these, normal economies will use these gold coins, to tackle, rising prices, also to cap the soaring inflation, especially when the currencies are being slumpy. In this case, it is the RRTGS. But you have to actually look at what is the agenda, what is the mission behind the use of these gold coins. In the case of Zimbabwe, it's a failed economy. We moved from a Zim dollar at some point. We went to traveler's checks. We went to agro checks. We went to bearer's checks. We went to bond coins. We went to bond notes. Now we're with the RRTGS. And then we went to the Zim dollar. And now, all of a sudden, we're going to the gold coins. So what's happening in Zimbabwe? This is really a Ponzi scheme, simple put. It's a way to attract foreign currency, especially from people in the diaspora, in exchange of these gold coins. In a normal economy, if Zimbabwe does have all this gold, they should be using that gold as the reserves to support a currency. In this case, I don't know what currency they will be supporting because the RRTGS is not real money. It's not a real currency. We have an issue now that we are trying to use the gold coins to pretty much set as a reserve for U.S. dollars, of which we don't own these. U.S. dollars is not ours. We don't have our own currency, like our own hard currency. So I think that's where the problem is with the issue of Zimbabwe. There is nothing wrong with introducing gold coins, but what is the intention behind it? When you look at it, who can actually afford these gold coins? Can the civil servants afford to buy these gold coins? They cannot. This is another club for the elites and also for people that are in the diaspora who can at least afford to bring in foreign currency, because these gold coins appears mainly they will be bought using the U.S. dollars. However, if you're a gold miner, your gold will be bought by the U.S. by the Zim government using RRTGS. So here we're going to have the gold miners losing. At the same time, the civil servants, the vendors on the streets, they don't have any chance to participate in this gold, in these gold coins, because they are too pricey. So that's where the problem is. I think if our government was really serious about economic, restructuring, they would just go straight to a US dollar economy, and they can introduce the gold coins fine. But at least the civil servant, the vendor are also trading in USD. Thank you.
So you're calling this a Ponzi scheme. Can you justify that?
Yes, it is a Ponzi scheme given the fact that they are just taking the US dollars. The government or the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe is going to take the US dollars from people, give you these coins, which is not even clear. I think they are saying those coins, you have an option to leave them at the bank, you have an option to leave them with the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, or you have an option to keep them at home. So there is no, I don't even see any security around these coins. But in the meantime, because Zimbabwe needs the USD, it needs all these other foreign currencies. The idea here is to collect as much of that foreign currency. They want people to actually get their foreign currencies from their bed mattresses, because we know that people don't bank. They don't bank their, forex. So now they're trying to figure out a way to say, okay, how can we get people to give us their forex? And then they'll give people the idea that your US dollar will be secured by the gold coins. We don't even know who is printing these gold coins. There's a lot of questions around the gold coins. Is it real gold? Can I turn around and go to a shop and sell for the same value because it's gold? So there's a lot of questions that are being asked. So that's why I'm saying it has the elements of a Ponzi scheme. It may not be a Ponzi scheme straight up, but it has the elements of a Ponzi scheme. Thank you.
Jonga, do you have a question for him?
Well, I just wondered, I'm not sure whether if he's...
He can't hear you, but I will relay the question.
Yeah, because I wanted him to explain in Shona, if possible, about the Ponzi scheme. Because I remember in Zimbabwe, some people were last year arrested for coming up with these schemes, the Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, so one is Shona, I'm Kataza Pichan. So,
he can explain that in Sindebele, then you can...
So the question is from Chonga, there were these Ponzi schemes in Zimbabwe. And people know these Ponzi schemes. So at the end of the day, can you explain a bit? Because they want to hear what exactly this is all about in terms of these Ponzi schemes.
I guess in the case of Zimbabwe, the economy has been a Ponzi scheme. We know how people have lost their pensions in the past, where we say one US dollar is equal to one RTGS, and then we turn around. People are losing their pensions. All these are different forms of Ponzi schemes. But what a Ponzi scheme normally does is a method of collecting money from people, promising to give people the money with high inflated interest. In this case, people are being asked to give their hard-earned forex in exchange of these gold coins. So you are getting your value in these gold coins. We know that Zimbabwe is a rich country with gold, but there is a lot of questions around, is this real gold? Can I take that gold and go trade it in other countries? Because, Zimbabwe is not the only country that has gold coins, but people are able to trade those all over the world. The question is, can I take that gold and go trade it in the U.S.? Can I go to Dubai and trade that gold? Can I go to South Africa? Or is this like once again, an RTGS kind of, scheme where you can only use that currency within the borders of Zimbabwe?
Yeah, now I still have seen the really, Babantin, uti loku wani Ponzi scheme into zabo gold coin lezi. Sinatu, usakumula kutala yeni kusetshenziswa ama gold coin. Kumbelini lizwe, elu kusebenzisa yonke lokhu.
Yeah, kunjalo amazwe amaningi ayasebenzisa i-gold coin, even lele United States lele asebenzisa i-gold coin, kodwa bavala ukusebenzisa ama-gold coin, sokule minyaka more than 100 years, I believe. Lokhu babebona ukuthi ukusebenzisa kwegold ama-gold coin kwazoyi-impact-a i-inflation. Inotha engazandi kuhle sasebe kukhipha. Kodwa siyabona ukuthi maningi amazwe ajayele ukusebenzisa ama-gold coin xa kuyukuthi inotho ingazahambi kuhle. Kwele Zimbabwe siyabona ukuthi baletha ama-gold coin okwenzela ukuthi abantu bethenge ama-gold coin ye-forex. Wabantu abaningi imali yabo bagcina ngaphansi kwembheda, ngaphansi kwemqamelo. So i-gold coin leyi siyiphonzi scheme ngoba ifuna ukuthathela imali yakho kona ukusuthiwa i-gold coin leyi. But i-gold coin leyi kule mbuzo eminingi ngayo. Ngingaphuma ngiye South Africa yini ngiyethenga ngayo i-gold coin leyi, kumbe nxa sengifuna ukuthi ngitshintshe i-gold coin leyana ngiphiwe ama-US dollar ani, bazangiphi i-US dollar yini, njalo bazangiphi i-US dollar leyi isiyimalini. Ngoba kumele kube le incentive ukuthi mina ngithwale i-gold coin xa sengiphendwa ngifuna i-US dollar yami, xa ngikuphe i-$1,000 US dollars kona ngiphi i-gold coin, sengiphenduka a-year uzangipha yini $1,000 kumbe uzangiphi $1,000 in interest. So into yakhona ayiqedakali kuhle ukuthi wasibenefit emuntwini ukuthi esebenzise i-gold coin.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu-ke, sicela ubambe khonapho. Jonga, I think you heard him. He's saying it's just like a Ponzi scheme. But there are so many of these things that have been used in Zimbabwe, like the bearer's checks. You've got different kind of currencies in terms of Zimbabwean currencies. So at the end of the day, he says, no trust, like what others are saying. Maybe go to Mr. Mabasa.
Yes, Mabasa. Pindura hii papo, anzi nde mangwe maskimu haya tunungozo wanzi mwaponzi skimu wana wakipiru wa mari. Nukutakato unamu Zimbabwe imo mkwara pera. Tufunga kune imo ponzi skimu ya inzi yanga iri kuporotelo wana wakapesera wa sungwa. Saka wano waru kuti ajuna kusiana ne izu shema ponzi skimu. Tinzu kuna wama fazi.
Right. Chekutanga nchekut mkura alukutawara uyu. Ya ane msoro zishoma. But ari kurasika pakufunga kuti government iri kugara pasi yofunga kuti ngabira sei vanhu mari. Government is no business in scheming its own people. Government kana ichida mari inokwidza matax. There are so many ways to make get money from people without scheming. So the first thing, where everybody is getting lost, the gold coins are not going to, you're not going to take a gold coin and go and buy bread. You buy the gold coin. It's an investment. You take it back to the bank, get your money if you want, at the price of that day. We must know that, we both must know that the factor we must consider dealing with gold coins, Jonga, is that is there a demand of gold? Yes, there is now a world highest demand in gold after the Ukraine-Russian war, after the Brexit. Even here in England, they are putting more value in gold than in the pound. They are putting more value in gold in most countries than elsewhere. Ukraine has taught us a lesson. They were putting value in their money and in their storerooms for grain and everything. That was bombed. What is left is gold. So gold endures the test of time. So by having the gold coins coming up, we are not changing the currency. We are not saying you can go into shop and buy a brick with a gold coin. And each coin is put a certain amount of gold, which will justify the value of the coin you are buying. So if you buy the gold coin, you are not being scammed by the government. You are simply entering into a mini investment. You are investing. You are keeping your money safely. The whole world now, we both know that consumers everywhere, all the central banks of different countries, powerful economies, they are buying unparalleled amounts of precious metal, which is gold. And they've been buying gold as never been bought before. So in other words, this gold coin scheme, which is starting on the 25th of July, has nothing to do with stealing people's money. We are not changing the multi-currency which has been introduced. We still use the US dollar. We still use the bond. We still use the rand. We still use the puller. We still use whatever money which is accepted at the rate of that moment. So the gold coin project has nothing to do with taking money from people. It is a pity that we have got people who seem to be understanding, seem to be educated, but they are, the only thing which comes out of their mouth is to attack their government. This government has nothing to do with a scheme. Any government anywhere cannot steal money from people. And we are saying here, if the current changes, you are told on time. And again, it is not true and it is not correct to say the government is not trustworthy. Yes, economy is not controlled by a human being. Economy goes up and down sideways depending with the factors surrounding it. So it's up to the government to control the factors, not the economy. So when we have got an economical problem, it's not a mistrust in the government. It's simply the people who are busy criticizing the government here without bringing options of how to go through it. What I can say in conclusion is that the gold coin scheme is the best scheme ever to keep our money, to have our money safe, and every country, they are buying gold and keeping gold in there. And one thing, one answer I want to give, Junga, before I go.
Yes.
Chennai said the gold coin is becoming a current. No, it's not. We are not going to be buying, as I've said, it's the currents, the multi-currents is not going to be changed. And the gold coin and the currents. And it's not Bitcoin either. A gold coin for your
personal. Our time is running out, Dr. Mafaza. Please don't go away. Mr. Mchambasere, maybe you need to respond to that. And also to the assertion that this may be a point scheme.
I like Dr. Mavaza's explanation.
Something happened to Mutambasere.
Oh, yes. I think Ms. Mutambasere actually got some kind of pit cut off. Mm-hmm. So let's go to Ms. Tantini. Your last word, Ms. Tantini, about this issue for today. Go ahead, sir.
No, thank you, Mr. Dobe. So, like I said earlier on, gold coins should be used to store value for the investors. In the case of Zimbabwe, if they were saying they were selling these gold coins in RRTGS, because the RRTGS is the one that is losing value, it would be fair. But they are selling this in US dollars, in an economy that is actually improving, that is doing well. So that's where you can see that there is something sinister about what they are doing. What should be happening is that they should be saying, okay, our RRTGS is not doing well, and mm-hmm. allow people to store their value for the RRTGS in gold. But what these people are doing, they are trying to resuscitate a dead economy using a backdoor by using the gold coins.
Thank you so much, Mr. Antini. Maybe let's give Mtambasere
you can go.
Thank you. Yes. So what I wanted to say is, listening to Mr. Mavaza, I don't know, because there are a lot of discrepancies between what he is saying and what was on the note that was issued. Because there's a statement in that note that clearly says that these gold coins will be used for transactional purposes, right? So it gives the assumption that if they're going to be used for transactional purposes, there's something that is just a bit more. Because at the moment in Zimbabwe, you know, we are pretty much barter trading in some places, you know. This is how much the loss of value in our economy has moved us. Like, you know, we are decades and decades back from where we should be. So the fact that they're saying that these gold coins will be used, there's a transactional value, you can store them at the bank or you can keep them in your own safe possession, you will be issued with bearer certificates. And then there's a statement that also says that they are also very liquid and interchangeable for cash. So once you start to create those definitions, you know, because you don't have those definitions on gold today. You can't say about a gold bar that a gold bar can be used for transactional purposes. You cannot say that a gold bar can be easily.
Yes, we're going to proceed. No extra time.
Yeah.
But next time we'll start with you. So thank you so much for joining this show today. We wish to thank Chennai Mutambasere. We wish to thank also independent economic commentator Joyce Ngwenya, Mr. Musani Musontini, a Zimbabwean who lives in USA, and Dr. Simaba Vaza of ZANU PF. And signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, also in Maryland. Good night, Zimbabwe.